What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives.
I hope that everybody kind of enjoyed the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah, I had fun doing it.
Yeah, I did too. It's definitely
different.
Yeah, a little different. You could probably tell it was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Caught us off guard a few times, but I hope everybody enjoyed it. We'll kind of be doing some more specials and stuff like that as holidays roll around, or maybe if we find like a topic that we're going to use multiple subjects or say haunted roads or something like that, where we can each just kind of bounce off of each other instead of just one topic. But I think episode 8, we have another M-clusive.
Kind
of
going
back to back with M. You're settling in. You seem like you're getting the hang of it.
I am. I feel like every time I have this microphone in front of me, I'm a little bit less nervous every time. I feel like I'm talking to you. I'm literally just talking to you, but the nerves are just still there sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting there though, for sure. For sure. Slowly but surely.
Definitely. I get it. You know, you get amped up and then you're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. I start talking all fast because I'm excited. I know what I'm talking about.
I hate the point where I'm like in my notes and I was like, where am I?
Yeah.
So
that too.
Yeah, but what topic did you pick for this week?
I feel like this is a very niche topic of Danny Philippus.
Never heard of him.
Okay. I mean, Danny's a common name, but.
Yeah. So he heard of Danny. No, lots of Dannys.
He is a man who went missing, was assumed dead for 6 days. Spoiler alert, he was not dead. He was found approximately 2,900 miles from where he went missing from.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have heard of like stories and stuff like that before where like a little girl would go missing in the woods, mm-hmm. and they do this big search party, can't find her. And then all of a sudden, like 40 miles away,
she just pops up. There she is. They found her. All right. I'll give you some backstory. So he went missing from where he went missing from. Had no clue where he was for the past 6 days when he was found.
You're completely gone.
Like, completely.
You don't remember nothing.
Does not remember little to nothing. So he was on a ski trip with his coworkers. They go every year. It's like a yearly ski trip. Danny's an avid skier. They do this every year. It's like a hobby of his. So he's not like some amateur, like, I'm going skiing for fun for the first time. It's the thing they do every year.
Which is cool. Yeah. I mean, Mike, we don't get together and do that stuff. So it's pretty cool to go out with some coworkers and go skiing instead of a happy hour.
So they're going to Whiteface Mountain. It's in Wilmington, New York. And they were skiing as usual. And one of two things happened with all the search that I've done. I've seen it. One or two things have happened. I'll tell you both. The first one, I think, is less likely. I don't think that this is what happened. It's been said that he left his phone in the car, went back alone to go get it, and then never came back. I've only seen one thing that says anything about the cell phone. I just thought that I would mention it just in case, like, on the off chance that is what happened.
But I'm sure there's got to be, like, there would have to be, I would think, like, maybe not cameras throughout the parking lot, but, like, one facing the parking lot or something
that would
be picked. Yeah.
Right.
There's technology everywhere nowadays.
So the other theory is that all of his friends, they were ready to call it a day, not a day, but call it an afternoon, go get lunch. Danny wasn't ready for that. So he stayed out by himself and kept hitting the slopes by himself. His friends never saw him again.
You should use buddy systems, especially.
Always do the buddy system, especially in a situation
skiing,
like that.
Yeah. Like, what if he got hurt? What if something happened? Like, they're just out eating
lunch.
He's
just out like, by himself, and they have no idea.
And he should have also been like, all right, guys, like, you want to, I'll go. Like, I'm the only one who wants to stay. Like, I can.
Exactly. Like, all right, I'll suck it up.
Yeah.
He did not, clearly. So, he goes missing. His friends have no idea where he is. This entire place is searching for him. It's, like, over 140 people. Canines, like, you name it, like, everybody's looking for him. His family's obviously notified. They come, they're all looking for him. It's a whole big thing. They found nothing for 6 days. They told
him.
Not
even like a trace, like no skis,
no skis. They didn't find any of his gear, like nothing. They found.
That's crazy. Because the other thing too is, I don't know how he's an avid skier, you said. So I know some people when they go skiing, and maybe it's more of like I guess a backcountry skiing where
I know nothing about skiing.
So like the backcountry skiing, to me, my knowledge of it is like you're going off the beaten trail. You're not necessarily in a resort or something,
yeah.
but they carry like these little GPSs on them. Mm-hmm. So if something happens, like an avalanche, like I've heard stories where that's person's little GPS pinged and that's how they knew where they were. Yeah.
That's another thing that I forgot to mention. The weather on the day and the days that he was missing. No avalanche, like nothing crazy, like out of the ordinary weather.
It's a beautiful day. Yeah. Great day for skiing, tubing, whatever you're into.
Like nothing like natural causes weather-wise. They can't explain it. So they tell his family, like, we don't know anything. They pronounce him dead. Like they presume that he's dead. They're not going to find him.
Which is kind of interesting to me. I've never been in one of these situations, yeah. but I would think with like just vanishing.
Yeah. You give it more time.
Yeah. 6 days like, seems a little quick a little to be like, crazy. Okay, he's dead.
Right. So Danny's found. His wife gets a phone call from a number. She does not have this number. It's one of those like robo calls. She doesn't recognize like the first three numbers, like the location, nothing. But her husband is vanished, missing. She's going to answer the phone call. I'm answering the phone call.
I mean, you're answering anything at that point.
It's her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea where he is. He can't even like tell her where he is because he doesn't know. So she obviously contacts the police and is like, hey, like my husband called me. So the cops up in New York get in contact with the cops down in California. He is in Sacramento, California, 2,900 miles away.
So he's made it a distance.
From Whiteface Mountain in New York.
And has no clue how he got there.
No clue. No idea. The only thing Danny even somewhat remembers is a truck driver. He says he thinks he remembers flagging down this truck driver to get a ride off of the mountain. The next thing he remembers, he's waking up and the driver telling him that he's in Utah.
So that's, I don't know how far that is. But I mean, that's still a distance from New York.
Yeah, like not close at all. So he remembers this truck driver was in Utah and that's more than a day's travel away from Whiteface. That's how far it is. At least a day. And he knows that he's never been in Utah before. So he's like, he knows that he's not where he's supposed to be. And that's all he remembers. He wakes up. He looks outside. Sees he's not where he's supposed to be. The driver tells him, like, oh, you're in Utah.
Weird.
And that's all he remembers. That's all he remembers.
So he just has this little blip of time.
This little, like, loop of memory. And it's in Utah with the truck driver. And that's it. And that's all. This truck driver could literally hold the keys to the entire, like, could tell you exactly. Authorities were unable, after still trying to find him, after Danny was found unable to identify this mysterious truck driver.
Wow.
Which is not that unusual. Truck drivers are not, like, I don't imagine they have a pretty specific way they live their lives. Like,
they do have routes. So, like, I would think there's tons and tons of trucks and driving all over, but like, I would think you might be able to try and narrow it down to be like, oh, there were X amount of trucks that left this area to this area.
Narrow it down somehow. Mm-hmm.
And like, they might not want to spend the money and resources. Like Danny's back. He's back okay. Found.
Yeah.
Why would we spend the extra money on it?
So when Danny was found, he was still wearing all of his ski gear. That's why none of his ski gear was found anywhere. He was still wearing all of it. 2,000 something miles away in California. Goggles, all of it. Like, could you imagine you're walking down the street?
You definitely look super misplaced.
Yeah, like you were not supposed to be where you are. So he was found with the cell phone that he had and his credit card. It was his credit card. That's all he had on his person. He couldn't remember his wife's name. All he could remember was her phone number.
I mean, at least you remember that. Yeah. But that's crazy.
Like, could you imagine you can't remember her name, you remember her phone number?
Yeah.
So, Dr. Charles Tater is a brain surgeon at Toronto Western Hospital, and he says that Danny's story likely describes amnesia resulting from a concussion, but said that he would have to speak to Danny directly to get a better sense of the incident. He's also said that the incident could be a combination of retrograde amnesia. It happens in maybe like 10% of cases of concussion that there's like a period of amnesia. Loss of memory can obviously last anywhere between a few seconds, 24 or up to 48 hours. And like, he characterized Danny's day's long episode as relatively unusual. Like, you don't lose days worth of memory, like 48 yeah. hours, like with a concussion, like that type.
Yeah, obviously, it makes sense.
Yeah. So Danny said he couldn't remember the exact moment that his memory blacked out, which if Dr. Tater's theory is right, that would mark the moment that he suffered the head trauma because he doesn't remember it. However, a Dr. Jennifer Ryan, a senior scientist at Rothman Research Institute at Baycrest in Toronto, has said certain details of Danny's story suggest his amnesia was caused by something different. She thinks that a psychogenic or disassociative fugitive state is what it could be. So a fugitive state is triggered by a head injury, but it could also be sparked by a traumatic event or emotional disturbance, which is essentially like your brain short-circuiting.
Which is interesting, because I would think it's trauma. You said trauma, which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But you would think there would be some kind of, I guess, like medical condition like or proof. Something that so would just randomly cause his brain to just short circuit.
There's nothing physically wrong in the brain. Like when, if you were to do a scan on that person, like you're not, nothing's going to come up. There's nothing physically wrong with the brain, but for whatever reason, the person has a difficulty remembering who they are, where they are, things like basic things that you know about yourself.
It's this almost is, little bit of like I want to say dementia.
Yeah, which is so scary. Mm-hmm. Like I can't, and like you have no idea why it's happening.
Yep.
So the cases of dissociative fugitives also involve victims traveling. So that's why she like is associating this with him. It could also possibly explain his travels and his huge 6-day expedition with nothing, like no memory to show for it. Another common effect is the victims don't usually remember the traveling itself. Their memory frequently kicks in when they find themselves in a newer, unfamiliar location. So like when he woke up, saw he was in Utah, that's why he remembers that. Because it clicked in his brain, he's not where he's supposed to be. He knows he's not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
That's why he remembers that. It's like islands of memory, which is what she calls it. It's one reason why his first memory after leaving Whiteface was in Utah. He said that it really rang a chord with him because I've never been out west in the U.S. before. I think it added to my confusion of feeling not really like what's going on. Since the incident, he's gone back to work. He's only spoke publicly about it once, and he just has said, like, I'm thankful to still be alive. Like, I'm thankful that nothing, that's happened to me is just 6 days of not knowing what happened to me.
Yeah.
Which would drive me crazy.
I would, I'd have to try and figure it out. I would want to know.
I would dedicate my life into finding this truck driver.
Because he holds the key, probably. Like, he might have been the one to pick him up. He might have,
Like he had to eat, he had to go to the bathroom. Like, how did he do those things for 6 days? And the only things he remembers is like a little 2-minute bloop of, whoop, you're in Utah.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Utah and then back out again.
Yeah. Like you wake up in California and you have no idea where you are, who you are.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing to me. I would love to know how he remembered his wife's phone number. I've looked it up, like the doctors that like I talked about, they never said anything about it. That he just happened to.
Yeah. And like what made him fully just like snap out of it and come back and be like,
right.
Whoa.
Because they've done, like, obviously, he gets yearly, like, checks on his brains. He said it. Like, he wants to make sure that he keeps on top of that thing. It's been since 2018. He's never spoken about it since.
No eyewitnesses. You said he was in a parking lot in San Jose?
Parking lot in Sacramento.
You're right.
California.
How is there no witnesses? Right. Like, how is, like...
And like we said, like, he's in ski gear.
Yeah.
Full ski gear.
You're like, definitely misplaced in that area.
And like, if I'm the truck driver, I get it. Like, that lifestyle is different. Like, you could pick up somebody off the road like every other day.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know about this person that's just like sitting just blankly, like a person. Like, was he out? Like, was he asleep?
And that's the thing, you don't know. Like, was he, or were they having conversations?
Right. With the islands of like memory thing, they just black out. It's kind of like something else takes over because your mind just like disassociates.
It's almost like a possession.
Yeah,
they're just
kind of
somewhere in the back of their brain, and
something else is
running me.
Scary, like that's terrifying.
Yeah,
that's
to lose 6 days and then just
first of all, and also his family.
Yeah,
like, if I was his family, I would be like, oh my god, like he was alone. Well, not alone, but this truck driver, random truck driver for 6 days.
Yeah.
Like,
and
know, you know, that the little small blicket, mm-hmm. like blippet of Utah.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be here.
Right, no, I'm not supposed to be here.
That's yeah. Cool. And then next thing you know, I'm in a parking
and
lot.
After that, like, that was a day after he left. Like, from going New York to Utah, that's like at least a day's worth of travel. So there's like 24 hours there before he even knew yeah. he was like where he wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's
so
like
scary.
Not only does could that truck driver hold the key to like Danny's story, yeah. but even like that doctor's research with right. the islands of memory, like yeah. he could be like, oh no, like he was fully
there.
Responsive. Yeah. We had conversations, told me about his kids, told me right. about all this
like,
stuff.
Did
and
he introduce himself? Like did yeah. he know his name at the time?
Or did he just kind of like flag you down and
right.
just like
I wonder if like when he woke up in Utah and then went back out, when he came back, like that's when it was like he just disassociated.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah, to be able to like know that our minds can do that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they say we don't use our
yeah.
full potential of our brains,
I fully
but
believe it.
To know that your brain can do something like that is just
six
like,
whole things.
Incredible. Yeah. And I mean, to get a concussion, the possible concussion that
yeah.
would cause that, I would think you would have to hit your head hard.
Right. Like that's not
really
like a little
hard.
Like, oh, I took a tumble.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But
and like to flag, like you were there enough to flag somebody down.
Yeah. So obviously
know.
Like you got into the truck somehow,
yeah.
whether like you said you flagged them down
yeah.
or.
Which is what he says. He vaguely remembers flagging down a truck driver.
So you so like with the islands of memory mm-hmm. thing. It could be like,
yeah,
you just fell into a place in your brain.
Right. And it's just like instinct.
And yeah,
like your brain
your body's just running on it like itself. Almost like, you know, nobody loves when you get yourself blackout drunk,
yeah.
but that
right.
you wake up the next day and you're like,
what
hating yourself because of what you did. But you're like, how am I still alive?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I fed myself, how I did any of this.
Like that is a big thing for me when I was, like, doing the research of this. I was like, how did he, like, he needed water? Like, did mm-hmm. he, was he drinking? Was
yeah.
he eating? Like, I don't know. He survived it, so.
Yeah.
He's doing something right.
Super interesting story, and it's awesome, like, that he's okay.
Yeah.
Back with his family.
Extremely.
Everything's like, okay, but that is definitely, definitely a crazy story.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, please keep listening and follow us on Instagram at
Ominous Archives.
X, formerly Twitter.
Ominous Archives.
And if you have your own story you want to share with us, please email us at
OminousArchives@gmail.com.
We will catch you next week. See ya.
Later.